Hello friends, I'm Sandeep Gupte once again and welcoming you to this new session, that is chapter 8 of Revenue Cycle Management in Healthcare, HIPAA. Long form is the Health Assurance Portability and Accountability Act. In this session, what we are going to learn? First of all, we'll start from basics. What is this HIPAA? And its use and the need. Then there are different titles of HIPAA. We will study it one by one. Administrative simplification and privacy. There are 6 divisions. That also step by step we will learn. HIPAA compliance, the benefits and the penalties because of the violation. That also we will touch upon. We will also try to learn business associate and business associate agreements. And in the last, what we will see, HIPAA for Indian hospitals and for healthcare BPOs and KPOs, what is the advantages? So first of all, to begin, we all know that it is very crucial for every business organization to conform to the appropriate use and rules and regulations set by governing bodies from time to time, so as to clear from any unexpected hurdles in the future. Following all the rules and regulations as laid down by the authorities also projects that a superior image of the organization over its competitors in the eyes of the general public. So rules and regulations are very, very important. Healthcare BPO and healthcare KPO both have identical organizational structures and differ only in the type of staff involved to perform the job. Healthcare BPO and healthcare KPO are also governed by the same rules and regulations. So, the Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act was enacted by the 104th United States Congress and signed by President Bill Clinton in 1996. What was the primary goal? The primary goal of this HIPAA was to mainly focus on the privacy and security of patient health information. In a short form, for patient health information, we will always use a short form PHI. It mandates uniform standards and formats for electronic health information and code sets for routine types of health transactions. This HIPAA has undergone several updates and revisions, and the most significant change of them all has been inclusion of Health Information Technology for Economic and Civil Health Act. While privacy and security of a patient health information is its prime goal, HIPAA also focuses on rendering the administrative cost of the healthcare facilities with the help of electronic data exchange. HIPAA has a specific focus on trying to minimize the healthcare fraud and abuse of a medical benefits. So, imposing fines and penalties for organizations who are not complying with this HIPAA Act. The Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act, also sometimes referred as a Kennedy-Cumson Act, and it provides better healthcare access and portability and renewability of health insurance coverage also. Consumer satisfaction is of the highest importance in modern organization. The patient satisfaction in healthcare setup can be achieved through 2 steps, which is number 1, by providing the best possible treatment and care to the patient. Also, by protecting the medical information of a patient from falling into the wrong hands. So, now you know that the first step can be achieved at the physician level. But the second step needs a comprehensive effort from the physician as well as the hospital administrative staff. During the early 1990s, several complaints were filed by the patients regarding the improper handling of their medical records, divulging the medical records to unauthorized persons, and even revealing more personal medical record information and records than necessary to other without patient's authorization. And this led to the great UN cry for a law that would address all these issues. So due to digitalization of patients' health information, the security and privacy aspect of the medical information became more critical and needed a comprehensive rule to put it in a place to avoid any medical data breach and detailing consequences following the breach. Therefore, HIPAA was specially designed by the United States as an effectual way of assuring the patients that healthcare facilities are committed to protecting the patient health information. The main contention of HIPAA was that once this law is put in place, it would compel the healthcare organizations, providers, and individuals to handle the protected health information more carefully and exercise appropriate precaution to ensure it is not misused or accessed without authorization. This HIPAA is usually made of 5 subsections, and these subsections are also known as titles. And these titles are known as Title 1, 2, Title 3, Title 4, Title 5, etc. The privacy of the patient health information, the security of the patient health information, and various incentives and tax-related provisions fall under this purview of these 5 titles. So let's learn these titles one by one. Let's start with Title 1. This Title 1 of HIPAA consists of provisions that are intended to improve the healthcare access, portability, renewability of insurance coverage of individuals or families and groups of individuals who are covered under any insurance plan. This provides special rights to individuals or families so that they can retain the insurance coverage in case of changing jobs from one company to another. It also contains an important provision that provides for non-discrimination of any individual from giving limited period insurance coverage or disease-specific insurance coverage in a group health plan unless the restriction is imposed on the whole group health plan. Title 2 of HIPAA consists of provisions which are directed towards focusing on preventing healthcare fraud and abuse, and administrative simplification and privacy and medical liability reform. It is the most important title of all the existing 5 titles and is again made up of 7 subtitles. All 7 subtitles of Title 2 or provisions are intended to combat fraud and abuse and try to simplify the administration of health insurance and healthcare delivery systems. The most important of the 7 subtitles and provisions of this administrative simplification and privacy are privacy rule, electronic transaction rule, code sets rule, security rule, unique identification rule, and enforcement rule. Now, this is the only title, that is title number 2, that affects Indian healthcare BPOs and KPOs, which are outsourcing work from United States. So this Title 2 we will study a little later and in a very detailed way. But let's move to the Title 3. The Title 3 of HIPAA especially amended the US Internal Revenue Code, short form is IRC, of 1986 to provide for the taxed health provisions for deductions. It provides the various tax deductions for health insurance and reforms health insurance law. Title 4 of HIPA constitutes of application and enforcement of the group health insurance requirements. We can say that the Title 4 establishes the guidelines for the enforcement of Title 1. It specifies condition for the group health plans regarding coverage of persons with pre-existing conditions and modifies continuation of the coverage requirements. Fifth title of HIPA deals with the amendment of US Internal Revenue Code IRC of 1986 by repealing the IRC's financial institution rule to interest allocation rules. It includes provisions to regulate the employer's tax deductions related to the company owed life insurance and treatment of individuals who lose or give up the US citizenship for income tax reasons. So all the five titles of HIPAA usually can be categorized into two major divisions. Number one, administrative simplification and privacy, which takes care of the accountability part of HIPAA. And second is insurance reform and tax related provisions, which take care of the portability and revenue offset part of the HIPAA. Administrative simplification and privacy part has a bearing on the healthcare providers, that is physicians, hospitals, home healthcare facilities, pharmacies, etc. And insurance reform and tax related provision divisions of HIPAA has bearing on the employers and payers, that means Medicare or Medicaid, etc. Now let's learn about insurance reform and tax related provision. A prominent feature of this insurance reform are: 1. It provides for non-discrimination based on a specific health condition under group health plan. And number 2, if a new member of a group health plan has any pre-existing condition but has prior creditable coverage, in such case insurance reform prevents health insurers from the imposing any exclusion. 3, it enables individuals to retain their health insurance coverage when switching from one job to another and from one state to another state within the country. It also provides guarantee that the health payers must periodically renew the health plan. In India, whenever we come across the word HIPAA, it almost 90 to 95% of the time refers to the only administrative simplification and the privacy part of HIPAA. So now let's learn the basic functions of administrative simplification and the privacy, which are: it protects the PHI by providing guidelines for privacy and security implementation. It also focuses on reducing medical fraud and abuse. It tries to set forth several rules for secure transfer of PHI over the internet, and it also provides a roadmap to reduce the overhead cost of administrative activities. It tries to improve the healthcare service by implementing centralized clinical database access. So this is a pictorial which shows administrative simplification and privacy and its subdivisions. So there are subdivisions: administrative simplification and privacy at center, and the subdivisions like electronic transaction rule, code sets rules, unique identifiers rules, privacy rule, security rule, and enforcement rule. So now let's learn these subdivisions one by one. Let's go ahead. First of all, we'll learn electronic transaction rule. It is also sometimes referred as a electronic data interchange rule. Since it requires use of standard electronic formats for transfer of healthcare information between two parties, HIPAA has adopted certain standard electronic transactions for electronic data interchange of administrative healthcare data. Electronic data transaction rule was published on October 16, 2003, and its final compliance date was set on January 1, 2012. Second subdivision is code set rule. Code set rule defines the standardized medical and non-medical data code sets to be used as applicable by covered entities which are involved in any kind of electronic transactions. There are two types of code sets. One is medical code set and second is non-medical code set. The code sets rules was issued on October 16, 2003 and its final compliance date was set to be October 1, 2014, which is again was proposed to be postponed to October 1, 2015 to accommodate the ICD-10. HIPAA has approved following medical code sets with ICD-10, International Classification of Diseases, CPT, that is current procedural terminology, HCPCS, that is Healthcare Procedure Coding System, NDC, National Drug Codes, and CDT, that is current dental terminology. Non-medical code sets which are approved by HIPAA are telephone and fax numbers, zip codes, SSN and MRN. Unique identifiers rule is the yet another subdivision of administrative simplification and privacy. Unique identifier rule of HIPAA mandates the use of standard unique identifier for employers and healthcare providers. Accordingly, every employer has to obtain an employer identification number, that which is known as a EIN, which is a unique to them, and every healthcare provider has to obtain a national provider identifier unique to them. The employer identification number or federal employer identification number is a unique 9-digit identification number issued by United States Internal Revenue Services to business entities operating in the United States for purpose of identification. Now this, it can be termed as a similar to tax deduction account number issued to the employers in India. The national provider identifier is a unique 10-digit identification number issued to healthcare providers in United States by the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services. And the details of it can be obtained from the official website, which is mentioned over here. Employer identification number and national provider identifier will be used by the covered entities in any kind of electronic communication for identification. Unique identifier rule was published on 31st May 2002 and its compliance date was set on 30th July 2004. Privacy rule. Privacy rule regulates the use of disclosure of protected health information by covered entities and lists the 18 personal identifiers. Protected health information is any information such as individuals' medical and demographic information, provision of healthcare information, or payment for healthcare information that can be easily linked to it can be easily linked to the individual. PHI can be in electronic format or it can be on a paper format also. So the personal identifiers are information that is unique to an individual and can reveal the individual's identity. As I mentioned earlier, there are 18 personal identifiers, and any health information by itself without these 8 identifiers is not considered to be protected health information. In case an employee stumbles upon any of the 18 personal identifiers, either due to the malicious or unintentional tampering of any other personal, he should immediately notify it to his superior so that adequate measures should be put in the place to contain the breach. The privacy rule was published on 20th December 2000 and the compliance date was set to be 14th April 2003. Now here are those 18 personal identifiers like name, all geographical subdivisions smaller than state, for example like street address, city, zip code, etc. Dates directly related to an individual, for example birth date, admission date, discharge date, etc. Phone numbers, fax numbers, email addresses, social security numbers, medical record numbers, unique health plan numbers, account numbers, certificate or license numbers, vehicle identifiers, medical device identifiers and serial numbers, universal resource locators, internet protocol address, biometric identifiers such as fingerprints also, or even voice print also, full face photographic images and any comparable images, and the 18th one is any other unique identifying number, characteristics or code also. Security rule of HIPAA establishes standards to protect individuals' electronic protected health information. Usually due to being closely related, security rule and privacy rule are often used interchangeably in the Indian healthcare BPOs as well as KPOs. The privacy rule and the security rule differs in the sense of the privacy rule covers the gamut of protected health information including paper and electronic, whereas security rule specialty focuses on electronic protected health information creation, transmission and the management. Security rule encompasses three types of security safeguards to maintain confidentiality of electronic protected health information in any healthcare system, and the three basic safeguards are administrative safeguards, physical safeguards and even technical safeguards. All the safeguards, whether it is an administrative, physical or a technical, have their own implementation specifications labeled as required or addressable, which appears in parentheses after the title of the implementation specification. If an implementation specification is labeled as required, the specification must be implemented. If an implementation specification is labeled as addressable, it provides the covered entity some flexibility with respect to compliance with the security rule. Now, in case an implementation specification is labeled as addressable, covered entities have to choose one of the three options. Which are the three options? Option number one, either implement the addressable implementation specification. Option number two, implement any other alternative security measure. For example, if implementation of addressable specification is prohibitively expensive. Option number three, do not implement either an addressable implementation specification or an alternative security measure, like document the rationale for the decision. Smaller medical facilities that are unable to bear the cost of expensive technology solutions may opt for an alternative solution or no solution at all, as long as the objective of HIPAAs are accomplished. The breakdown of HIPAA security rule implementation specification into required and addressable is shown in this table. The security rule was published on February 20th, 2003 and compliance date was set to be on April 21st, 2005. Administrative safeguards details the policy and procedures that all covered entities should enforce in order to ensure the prevention, detection, containment, and correction of a security violations. It includes implementation features consisting of a risk analysis, risk management, and sanction and security policies. It creates strong sanction and security policies to define and analyze the risk to the electronic PHI both internally and externally and take precautionary steps to prevent or to contain those risks so that the entity remains HIPAA compliant. Some of the main features of administrative safeguards are all the covered entities should periodically conduct an internal audit or an information system activity review and document it properly. Internal audit should also be conducted whenever an incident or event occurs. Second is covered entities should appoint privacy and security officers who will be responsible for implementing HIPAA requirements and will be accountable in case of any electronic PHI security breach. Authorization of access should be granted strictly to minimum required data of ePHI. It should document detailed sanction policy set in place for employees who fail to comply with the security policies. For example, verbal warning for inadvertent disclosure of PHI on the first occurrence, written warning on second occurrence, and termination of an employee on third occurrence. Covered entity should ensure that its business associate are HIPAA compliant and have business associate agreement as well as non-disclosure agreement in place. Covered entities should develop a training calendar and provide HIPAA training to all its new recruits and refresher HIPAA training for its employees on a proper periodic basis. There is great importance, another point also, maintain written documentation of the policies and procedure in case of any emergency, natural or man-made, detailing way to recover or backup the medical data. Employees should be trained to protect their login and access password. Written policies to prove the cover entities HIPAA's compliance in case of an employee or a business associate deliberately causes data breach. For maintaining administrative simplification and privacy, physical safeguards are very important. Physical safeguards are physical controlled measured housed within the facilities to protect the cover entities electronic information system and related buildings and equipments from natural and environmental hazards and unauthorized intrusion. Physical safeguard controls the physical access of electronic protected health information by any unauthorized personnel. Physical safeguard focuses on the key areas like assigned security responsibility, media controls, physical access control, policies and guidelines on workstation use, a secure workstation location, and security awareness training. The main features of physical safeguards are every covered entity must have a stringent physical access control to ensure that sensitive ePHI is only accessed by intended authorized personnel, and this can be established by making use of biometric devices, locks, alarms, security guards, and closed circuit television cameras also. Physical measures must be implemented to ascertain that any hardware and software installation and uninstallation are secure, and whenever a piece of hardware is required to be disposed of, it should be done in a safe and secure manner. Daily logs should be maintained for routine maintenance visits and visitors sign in. Workstation handling sensitive health information should not be in the direct view of the public, and it should be devoid of any removable devices such as CD or DVD drive, or if any removable drive is present, it should be secured. Data backup should be encrypted and stored in a different secure location. If the covered entity outsources its work to any other vendor, it needs to ensure that they comply with the physical safeguards of HIPAA.